This morning, in Hollywood, Florida, a company called Clonaid held a news conference to announce something extraordinary. They said that yesterday, a cloned human baby was born. The company provided no evidence to back up its claim, but it said it would provide proof in about a week. Absent that verification, independent scientists are highly skeptical of Clonaid's claims. The company is associated with a religious group called the Raelians, who believe that humans were created by aliens who were using cloning techniques. NPR's Joe Palca reports from Hollywood, Florida.
A gaggle of impatient journalists from around the world waited anxiously this morning in a meeting room of the Hollywood Holiday Inn for the start of the news conference. Finally, at 9:13, Brigitte Boiselier, CEO of Clonaid, stepped to the podium and uttered the words everyone in the room was expecting to hear.
I'm very, very pleased to announce that the first baby cloned is born. She was born yesterday at 11:55 a.m. in the country where she was born. So this will not give you more details about the location. She's fine. We call her Eve.
Although Boiselier said Eve isn't her real name, that's being kept secret, as is the identity of the mother, the location of the birth, the names of the scientists involved, or the specific techniques that were used to clone her. Boiselier did provide some general information.
The technique that we have been using is very close to the one that has been described for Dolly, the sheep, but adapted to human cells.
To make Dolly, Scottish scientists put a skin cell from an adult sheep into a sheep egg to make an embryo. Boiselier said the human baby born yesterday was delivered by cesarean section. She is a clone of the birth mother. She weighed 7 pounds at birth and appeared completely normal. If details were scarce at the news conference, proof was totally absent. But it allegedly will come, according to freelance journalist Michael Gillen, who was until recently with ABC News.
Dr. Boiselier has invited me to put her claim to the test, and I have accepted on behalf of the world's press on two conditions: that the invitation be given with no strings attached whatsoever, and number two, that the tests be conducted by a group of independent world-class experts.
Gillen says he will go with an independent scientist to collect DNA samples from mother and clone, and then will submit the samples to two different labs for testing. Since the baby is a clone of the birth mother, their DNA should be identical. Scientists not affiliated with Clonaid find the whole business hard to swallow. John Epic is a developmental biologist with the Jackson Laboratory in Bar Harbor, Maine.
It's possible, but not credible. It's possible in the sense that we don't know of any reason now to suspect that a human clone couldn't be made, because of the fact that it has been done with other animals successfully.
But Epic says the first attempts to clone any species were failures, and no one has yet managed to clone a non-human primate. By contrast, Clonaid is claiming that they have 5 successful pregnancies and now 1 live birth in their first 10 attempts. Epic says you shouldn't confuse possible with likely.
Whereas it's possible for, say, me, for the first time to come to the plate at Fenway Park and hit a home run against Pedro Martinez, the probability is pretty slim. And so that's why I would say that I'm very skeptical.
Until he sees the scientific proof, Epic doubts Clonaid has indeed hit a home run and produced the world's first clone baby. Joe Palca, NPR News, Hollywood, Florida.